what's happening today on the roads. Look at this. If only you could see my computer today, whatever's happening. Here's Anne in East Belfast. Morning to you, Anne.
Good morning, Stephen.
Tell me why you phoned me, Anne.
Well, I'm a little frustrated this morning and trying to get to my place of work. I left the top of the Castlereagh Road about 8:45 this morning, hoping to maybe miss the bulk of the traffic. But I am literally just completed a right turn off the Albert Bridge Road, and just it's been snail the whole way down.
So that's 45 minutes. How long does that journey usually take you to get from to where you are now?
From East Belfast to Carrick this morning. So, I mean, at 8:45 in a good flow of traffic, I would get there in half an hour. And I'm not even reached the motorway.
Yeah, one of the... One of the nice things that there was, that there used to be about Northern Ireland, Anne, I remember telling people, you know, when they said to me, oh, Stephen, are you gonna move for work or whatever to London or England? And I would always say, do you know what? One of the things that's nice is you can get into the car and the traffic isn't as bad, and, you know, you can move around the city. What's ever happened to that?
Well, I think these bus lanes have had a massive impact on the traffic. I certainly don't think it's helped us to get out of our cars and onto the buses. So it hasn't really worked.
I'm hearing this morning, of course, you're presuming it's bus lanes. I'm hearing this morning that there is some type of BT fault which has affected the traffic lights. So this is the next of it. We had the bus lanes last week. Now we've got, and we're just clarifying this now, but we're hearing... from the Department of Regional Development, that there's a fault with some BT system and the traffic lights. Some of them are kaput. Like, you couldn't make this up.
No, you could not. I mean, how do our bosses and our companies cope with this if we're coming in late? It's not good.
And thank you, Catherine. Morning, Catherine.
Oh, Stephen. I'm so frustrated.
Why, what's happened?
I've left McDonald's at 8:25, and I have just passed McDonald's at Conswater.
No. An hour and 5 minutes later for a couple of miles up the road.
Really? I'm pulling my hair out.
So...
I'm late for work for the third day in a row. It's awful. They need to do something about these bus lanes or whatever it is.
Well, there's again the score, Catherine. If there is a problem with the traffic lights, where on earth has the Department of Regional Development been this morning? Where's the communication?
All the traffic lights that I've passed are working. There hasn't been any traffic lights out.
Well, we are hearing it's something to do with traffic lights, but I'm asking the same question. We're in the 21st century. If there's a problem... For goodness sake, communicate it to the public. We're finding out about it today through this programme.
These cars aren't even moving. It's just bumper to bumper. And my light's on. I need diesel.
See, and you've been in the car since 8:20?
Yeah. I can't leave the kids at school any earlier.
You know, I know people think, well, I've been banging on a lot about bus lanes. I've been banging on a lot about parking. Now we're talking about the traffic lights working. But it is really important. It's not a trivial matter. This affects our lives, for goodness sake. It affects commerce. It affects whether you can get your kids to school, whether you can get to work on time. What is going on?
Well, it's only going to be a matter of time before I get into trouble in work for being late every day.
And you say the last 3 days has been the same for you, Catherine?
That's been all week. Yesterday I tried to send the bypass, thinking it might be easier, but no, it was bumper to bumper as well.
And what do you think has caused this?
I think it's the bus lane. The traffic's fine from Dundonald to just after Ballyhackamore, and then it's just not moving at all. And it's the same no matter which way you try to go. It's exactly the same.
Catherine, thank you. Here's Michael. Good morning, Michael.
Hi, Stephen.
Good morning.
Yeah, your last caller there, Catherine, she's unfortunate. She's heading into Belfast. I was coming out on the same road, and I only rang the show to say that I make that journey almost every morning coming out of Belfast, and I'd never seen traffic like it that I've seen today. The problem is, if it is the traffic lights, then DRD can claim that's not the bus lanes. But on the bus lane claim, I kind of got 2 or 3 points that I would like to raise with you, and maybe you can raise with them.
Of course. We'll get your man back on, Mr. Traffic. What do you call him? DeBurka.
That was helpful. The question, first two questions really that I want to address for them. How many people have to suffer in order that a few benefit? You know, what is the equation that they think is acceptable? Because I hear this every morning. It doesn't really affect me. So, you know, I'm from the outside looking in, but you sort of think, well, there's tens of thousands of people that are suffering in order for, I mean, what is this number? Is it a few hundred people that are benefiting?
It's a good question. It is a good question. Let's start to get the stats. Let's get a bit of depth into this. Get the numbers behind it.
That's my second question. I wonder, would they be prepared to publish their research, which claimed that, and I can't remember the number, but, you know, this big number of journeys that they said were people who had no business to be in Belfast. I'd like them to find one person who says, yeah, I get into my car every morning, I drive into the city for a bit of crack, and then I drive back out again. Because I don't think anyone chooses to go into Belfast in order to waste anyone's time. So I'd like to see their research and sort of try and work out whether the general public agree that there was any need for these bus lanes to begin with.
Well, on that issue of business to be in Belfast, you're paraphrasing what Mr. DeBurka said. Now, they went to great lengths after the show that day to explain that what Kieran from DRD was actually saying was that he felt that they wanted to disincentivise people from Belfast city centre who had no business there. Not business being there, this is their account, business there. In other words, if they weren't going into town to shop, weren't going into town to work, that they wanted them to take an alternative route. Now, I have another point on that for the DRD. What about passing trade? Has that been quantified? Is Belfast city centre retail establishment, are they happy that the Department of Regional Development wants to exclude the potential for passing trade? In other words, people who are going somewhere else, don't have any intention of stopping in the city centre, see something in a shop window and say, do you know what, we'll stop. And let's not forget what the Chamber of Commerce said yesterday on this programme. They said that the perception from the public is that Belfast city centre is inaccessible.
Well, they're disincentivising everyone from going into the city, and that's probably the last thing that the economy needs at the moment.
Now, today we're hearing that this is about traffic lights. There was no notification from the DRD about this. We've all been trying to get to work this morning. You would have thought that if there's a problem with traffic lights, someone in the Department of Regional Development would think, let's disseminate that information to the public. Let's give it to radio stations. Let's give it to broadcasters. Nothing. Zilch.
Yeah, well, I didn't hear anything. And Stephen, last point I wanted to make was, who needed these improvements? I mean, who was complaining that the traffic in Belfast was poor or that buses couldn't get in and out of Belfast? I mean, what prompted the need for this to begin with?
Here's Adam. Morning, Adam.
Good morning, Stephen.
What do you think?
We have a girl that works for us. We have a pharmacy in St George's Market, and her name's Sandra, and she comes from Carriduff. And since the bus lanes have been put in, it's taking her half an hour longer to come in on the bus.
To come in on the bus?
Yeah, she's not even in a car. She gets the bus, and she has been for the last 2 years, but since they put the bus lanes in, the bus takes half an hour longer. She said she was stuck at Forestside for 20 minutes, just sitting in the traffic, stuck.
Now, hold on a minute. That's impossible. That's not logical. The buses couldn't be taking longer, given the fact there's now more bus lanes.
Yeah, absolutely. Every day, and I was speaking to her yesterday, so for the last two whatever weeks it is since they've put those lanes in, half an hour longer every day. We know, because she hasn't been getting into work on time. So she's had to be leaving earlier to make it in on time. She's never been late. She's very punctual. So it's a complete pain, and I can't believe that they have chosen now, when all of the kids have gone back to school, when they know the road is as busy as it's ever going to get, and we're leading up to Christmas. I can't imagine any research by any intelligent person said now's the time to do it.
There's a fault this morning. We're just hearing. Here's where we're at, by the way, today. We're hearing that there is a fault at one of BT's exchanges and that that's affecting the traffic lights in the city centre. So the disruption is today is down to the traffic lights in the city centre. It is nothing to do with the bus lanes. But here's the score. We are currently, as a team, we're currently talking to the Department of Regional Development. Do you know what they're saying? They're saying it's basically BT's fault. Like, have you ever heard the like of it in your life? Traffic flow and traffic lights not working and DRD are essentially telling us it's BT. And the conversation that's currently going on behind the scenes here is that we're saying to the Department of Regional Development, you do understand that BT isn't responsible for the roads, you are.
It astounds me that I've been listening over the last couple of days to the arguments, and every time that lovely chap comes on to explain why his new bus lanes are going to work eventually, this leaves me feeling.
Let's start to distance this, by the way, because what we always need to do is be fair. All right, that gentleman is in charge of a policy that has been agreed among a large group of people. So he might have been the front man on a programme like this, but I don't think that we should be loading all the responsibility onto one individual. At the end of the day, the person ultimately responsible for this is the minister, is the DRD minister.
The minister on, because if the minister was sitting beside you and he said to you, when's a good time, Stephen, to get this done? We've got to get the lanes in. And when do you think's the best time of year? Should we do it just after all the kids have gone back to school, when the roads are hectic, and on the lead-up to Christmas when we're trying to get business into Belfast? Our pharmacy's at St George's Market, and I drive around there every day, and those roads are a nightmare, even when you know the lanes. When you're approaching, you know that it's a nightmare because people are going to be cutting across you, not knowing where they're going. It's just the only thing that I've heard that seems to make sense that will help is the chap from the Chamber of Commerce who just said, look, get rid of it. Just get rid of it until after Christmas. Paint it back the way it was. And then after Christmas, maybe think about an appropriate time to do it.
Adam, thank you. Jerry, morning, Jerry.
Morning, Stephen.
You're in the Armour Road, are you?
Well, I'm trying to get the Ormond Road. I've left Collinsbrook Avenue at 5 to 9, and I'm heading the Ormond Road for a funeral, and it's just bumper to bumper here.
It's crazy.
So there's a chance that I can miss a funeral here.
And you left
it. I left 5 to 9, bumper to bumper, and I'm at the bottom of the Newton Arch Road.
So how far have you travelled in? Well, that's the guts of 60 minutes.
I'd say about half a mile maximum.
Now, how do you feel about this?
Absolutely gutted here, because it's a good friend's funeral I'm going to here, and I thought I left him plenty of time, and then that was it. Just hit the road. It's just chaos.
And the situation we're currently in is we've still no confirmation in our capital city. We cannot get any confirmation as to what's going on. In terms of today's traffic disruption?
Well, the traffic lights seem to all be working. They're all changing as we're sitting here. And everybody's in the same boat. Any road that's coming into Belfast now is just chock-a-block. Nothing's moving.
You see, I would have thought, Jerry, that there might have been a system within the Department of Regional Development that in our capital city, in the main routes which lead into our city centre, that if there was something like disruption, major disruption to traffic lights, I would have thought there would have been some type of contingency plan so that they could inform the public about that.
Yeah, well, we need to set up one, because even as I drive along here, I have the traffic thing comes on through the radio. There's been nothing to say about traffic jams anywhere in the town, coming into town or whatever. Normally it comes through the radio to tell you, avoid here, avoid there, it's busy here, nothing like that. Well, everybody's heading to work, and they're all going to be late. Everybody I can see in these roads here are all going to be late. The buses are late. They're running late. It's unbelievable. I've been going for the last couple of weeks now, and people have highlighted it, and they come on the TV and they give their excuses, let it bed in. How long do you let it bed in for? It seems to be getting worse, you know.
The DRD are basically on telling us, look, this is a separate matter. This isn't the bus lanes. This is the traffic lights. But they don't really know what's happening with the traffic lights, and it's BT's fault, not theirs. And they're trying to get something together so that they can tell the public what's going on. Like, you know, where are we? You know, where are we? You know, are we in some type of third world country where communication isn't really as efficient as it should be? Or are we in a major capital city where there is a government department that cannot tell the public about traffic lights being down in our city centre?
The whole thing's a joke, you know. I mean, you get these guys on TV coming on and saying, giving their excuses and making their excuses. They don't do anything about it. Well, this will go on for another couple of weeks because people are afraid that, or these guys are afraid to turn around and say, oh, it's not working. So they'll put everybody through the whole hassle for the next couple of weeks, and then they'll decide. Meanwhile, people are running late for work, important meetings, you name it, everybody's going to be late.
The BBC was reporting this from about quarter to nine this morning, I'm hearing.
Yeah.
I don't know what's going on. DRD told our traffic department, there's a problem with the traffic lights at quarter to nine. When we're getting in touch with DRD, they're saying it's BT's fault.
Yeah.
And that they're trying to get us something. Like in the name of... Jim and Donaghadee. Morning, Jim.
What about you, Stephen? I have to go through Belfast once a week. It's getting worse. And I'm a civil engineer. This is all theory. The minister's not responsible. He doesn't know what they're talking about. The senior civil servants say, this is going to work, let's do this. They've been planning it for maybe 30 years. It obviously doesn't work because we've went away from public transport. There's only one way you can fix this. A pound for the bus, a pound for the train, all day, anywhere in Belfast, and get people out of the cars, and then at night work. At the moment,
it's interesting that you're all bringing this back to the bus lanes. No matter how many times I say today that there is a traffic light problem, you're all bringing it back to the bus lanes.
Well, you're saying about the traffic light problem. I work in that environment. They spent £25 million on the traffic light and surveillance system to make sure that what's happening today doesn't happen. Where's the boys that designed that? Where's the boys that operate that? Where's the boys that maintain it? Why is it broke? It's Bedlam in Belfast today. I'm trying to get through to get the grey, are they? Because I was out in Antrim, and it's Bedlam.
Describe it.
I might have a tell you. I took a wee shortcut there, but it was just gridlock. There was nothing moving. I come off the M2. I tried Dock Street, Whitley Street, and I ended up through a UA round Taylor Street to get back up onto the M3 and get out of it. But it's just nothing's moving through Belfast.
So here's where we're at. Yesterday, we had the president of the Chamber of Commerce telling us that the public perception is Belfast city centre is inaccessible. Today, you're saying Belfast isn't moving. Like, listen to this.
Queued right across the M3, four lanes of traffic, trying to get out toward Bangor. I'm clear of it now. And as I drive out, I think to myself, what was the problem?
Do you know what I nearly had to do today? You could imagine this for a laugh. The traffic was so slow coming down the Ormo Road today that I was nearly going to swing into UTV and park up there on their double yellow lines and on their curb right outside the front door.
Sure. I made a push to Stephen.
Seriously? I have no doubt they would have clamped me.
The walk would have done you good, bye.